Hot dogs, dressed or undressed, are an economical source of protein. Hello, I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield. How do you like yours? Janet Riley tells us the Chicago dog began during the Depression when vendors competed for business.
And, well, I'll give you pickles and I'll add a sport pepper. Well, I'll see you and I'll add a tomato. And so eventually this unique Chicago dog evolved. It was originally called a Depression-era sandwich. But today, the typical signature Chicago hot dog is an all-beef frank on a steamed poppy seed bun with tomato slices, a dill pickle spear, sport peppers, fresh onions, celery salt, and mustard. I think I got it, and relish. That's right. It's always hard to remember all the toppings on a Chicago dog.
But some prefer their hot dogs plain.
That's right. Many people do like to eat a hot dog plain, and that's originally how it was consumed. We understand that when they were served out of carts in the earliest days, they didn't have the hot dog bun originally. And so they would give white gloves out to hold the hot dogs, and people would just hold them and eat them. Very interesting. But, you know, hot dogs are often a first food for kids. You just need to make sure you cut them into very small pieces, like any food that's shaped in sort of a cylindrical way. And they're often the great substitute, as they were when I was a child, because I was such a picky eater. You know, when mom and dad are having stuffed green peppers for dinner or salmon or something that kids don't tend to like, my mom would inevitably offer me a hot dog so that I'd actually eat something.
July is National Hot Dog Month. I'm Julie Harker.